For the latest in Christian music, it's time for TRA News with the rockacrossaustralia.com's Cameron Want.
This week, a homeless man inspires Nathan Tasker's latest radio effort, and a red-haired wonder from the 80s and 90s Christian rock trio Rosanna's Raiders is the focus of a new book to be launched this month. Australian singer Nathan Tasker this week releases a tribute to an obscure figure in Australian history, a homeless man named Arthur Stace, who for almost 40 years chalked the streets of Sydney with a single word: eternity. The song was first released on Tasker's 2011 album called Home, but this week gets a tweak for radio. Tasker says that he and his American producer Jason Ingram wrote the song to honour the man who became known as Mr. Eternity. He says Stace never went to Bible college and never recorded an album, but he just used what he had for the kingdom, that being a piece of chalk.
For 24 years, no one knew who was writing the word. He was just known as Mr. Eternity. That really impacted me. Here's a guy with no resources. He didn't go to Bible college. He didn't wait until he had an audience in front of him with a spotlight on him. He just had a piece of chalk and he used it to proclaim something of God's greatness, you know, to cause people to think about where they'll spend eternity.
Tasker says the story of Arthur Stace is a profound one that inspires him today. He says 33 years after Arthur's death, the whole world saw his one-word message most for the first time.
There on the Harbour Bridge, New Year's Eve 2000, lit up, you know, in fireworks is the word eternity in his handwriting. That's profound, you know, the impact that a man and a piece of chalk can have on a community.
Aussie music promoter, broadcaster and journalist Vic Campbell this month launches his first book, a biography on Rosanna Palmer, the red-haired lead singer of Rosanna's Raiders, one of this country's most successful Christian rock bands. In the 80s and 90s, the punchy rock trio toured with Petra, Whiteheart, Phil Kagi and David Meese, as well as headlined its own shows throughout Australia, the UK and Malaysia. They signed an international recording deal, gained a top 10 Christian rock hit in the US with Breakaway, and earned a Dove Award nomination. Campbell says he's titled the book Rosanna, Rock and Roll Believer.
Rosanna's story itself is fascinating. She grew up on a farm in Gippsland and wanted to be a singer and went in a band with her brother, and then her future husband joined and they went on as a band on a mainstream label. For a while, they played everywhere from Darwin to Hobart and played casinos and clubs and pubs before they became a Christian band.
The launch will be in Melbourne on November 24 at TLC Bayswater. Finally, a reminder to check out how all your favourite Christian songs and artists are faring on the Australian Christian charts, including Nathan Tasker and maybe even a return for Rosanna's Raiders one day. Go to therockacrossaustralia.com. I'm Cam Want for TRA News.